31. Carr gonna go for it all to the end zone. Caught in the end zone. Devontae Adams, touchdown.
Oh boy, Devontae Adams apparently is very likely on the trade block. Joe Theismann's going to be on the show today with us an hour from now. Joe T will join us at 11 a.m., as will Eric Edholm, from NFL Network at noon. So here it goes on Devontae Adams. Let's not bury the lead today. Let's get right to it. Devontae Adams is in that conversation of being the best wide receiver in the league. Age aside, I personally take Justin Jefferson and Ja'Marr Chase before Adams. But after that, again, for me, he's in the conversation for what comes next. He's definitely in the conversation for being the very best route runner in the league. He immediately makes the team he arrives on better at that position than they were before he got there. Now, will you get the level of production he's capable of providing when he arrives with his new team, if he indeed gets traded? There are a lot of factors in that. You know, the quarterback, the coordinator for starters. But just look at what he's done in Vegas with one decent quarterback in Derek Carr and a slew of, let's just say, less than stellar quarterbacks in year two. In two seasons, he caught 203 balls for 2,660 yards and 22 touchdowns. That's what he's done in Vegas in 2 years with not great quarterbacking and not necessarily great coordinating either. He's a superstar wide receiver. That debate doesn't need to be had. Also, I would add, he doesn't miss games. Until last week, he had not missed a game in Vegas. But the conversation about him being a great receiver is the easy part of the conversation if we're going to discuss it in the context of to whom he should be traded. And of course, from our standpoint, considering whether or not it would be a good thing for him to be traded to this team. Because that conversation is not as easy. Yes, he's a great receiver. You're an idiot if you think otherwise. Yes, he makes your receiver room much better than it was before he arrived. Yes, unless he's going to Minnesota or Cincinnati, he's very likely the best receiver you've had in years. The rest of it is not as easy. Because first of all, and this is, you know, where we get into just definite opinion, not necessarily fact. First of all, for me, it feels like a move you make when you are in win-now mode. You know, as in, let's go for it. We've got a chance to win it all. Let's go get that receiver who will be paired with the other really good receiver we have, or will be the best receiver we have by far. You know, who cares that he's going to turn 32 years old in December? Who cares that he's likely entering, you know, that period in the next year or two where clearly his best days may be behind him? Who cares that it'll cost us, you know, a second plus in terms of draft compensation? Who cares that his salary cap, while manageable this year, because you're acquiring him after the season started, depending on what week he arrives, it is not as much as it would have been before the season. But who cares that his cap hit balloons to $44 million in the next 2 years, the final 2 years of his contract? We're in win-it-all mode, so let's go for it. That's what it feels like to me, that you make that move when you really legitimately can look yourself in the mirror as a general manager and say, we got a chance to win the Lombardi Trophy if we add another great receiver to our team. Is Washington in win-it-all mode now? No. They're not. Could they put themselves in a position to win a lot more games than they lose this year, which would mean playoffs and maybe even playoff wins, plural? They may be in the process of doing that right now. I think to if they got into that position where they started to believe, let's just say they beat Cleveland and then they were to beat Baltimore on the road, and they were 5-1. The trade deadline, by the way, is November 5th. To me, to increase the chances of winning playoff games, plural, you wouldn't think about wide receiver. You would think about adding defensive help. Because as I mentioned yesterday, no team in NFL history with a rookie quarterback starting has ever won a Super Bowl or even made it to a Super Bowl. In fact, there are only five quarterbacks in NFL history who have been rookies who have started an entire season and made it to their respective championship games, the AFC Championship or the NFC Championship game. And as I pointed out yesterday, those five quarterbacks, Sean King, Ben Roethlisberger, Joe Flacco, Mark Sanchez, and Brock Purdy, had great defensive football teams. Washington isn't even close to great defensively. They're actually a bad defensive team. And yes, there were signs of improvement on Sunday in Arizona, but for me, nothing convincing at this point. I think Arizona had something to do with that. I think the score getting out of hand in the context of the game had something to do with that. We shall see, moving forward, if it can improve. There are certainly reasons why you'd think it would improve. It's new. Lots of new players. Takes some time. So I'm not out on the defense being bad all year long, but it's bad now. And you know, Jay Gruden said something to me last week. He said, the problem at this point is when you're looking at, you know, how much they can improve is that they don't do anything well. They don't stop the run well. In fact, they're porous in stopping the run. They don't cover well, and they don't make up for not covering well with rushing the passer well. And, you know, could you improve all three areas? Yes, but are you going to get to the point where you're really good in any of those three areas? Maybe not. You know, personnel may have something to do with that. So if Washington came to the conclusion, Adam Peters, his front office, Dan Quinn, etc., that, hey, we've got an opportunity. You know, we are 4-1 after the Cleveland game, or maybe 5-1. That might be the clincher if they were to go to Baltimore and win, and they're 5-1. And we got an opportunity because Dallas is falling apart, and Philadelphia is falling apart, and the Giants aren't very good. And a couple of the other teams that were supposed to be great are okay, but we're right there with them in the NFC. Then you can start thinking about win-it-all mode now. And if you got to that point, to me, the move would be to add things to the defense to improve. Because you've got a quarterback right now elevating every part of that offense. He's elevating the offensive line. He's elevating the wide receivers. He's elevating the running backs. He's elevating everything right now. Would Devontae Adams help? Of course he would. Now, just like I said with the Brandon Ayuk situation, would Brandon Ayuk help? Of course he would. But the things we don't know are the things you got to rely on Adam Peters to figure out. Who are these people? How would they fit? What do the coaches think? With Devontae Adams, beyond the fact that it would very much, for me, be you're going in right now to win it all, and that's not where Washington is currently. That could change in 2 weeks. Beyond that, I would wonder whether or not it would be the best fit for a young quarterback who is playing at an elite level right now. It's not that, like, I fear it would be totally disruptive. That's more for coaching and Adam Peters to figure out in terms of his personality. Would he come in demanding a certain number of targets? Would he come in expecting the ball to come his way 10 to 12 times minimum? Would that be disruptive to a quarterback right now who was excelling without even targeting that much his best receiver in the first two games of the season? You know, now he's come back to him. But we heard Cliff Kingsbury after the Giants game talk about, we want him to go where the offense and the reads say he should go. And if that ends up being number 17, great. If that ends up being Noah Brown, fine. If that ends up being Luke McCaffrey or Deami Brown or Zach Ertz or Ben Sinnott or a check down to one of the running backs, we want him to do what we're coaching him to do. We talked about this with Terry McLaurin. Not that Terry McLaurin and Davante Adams are in the same sentence, because they're not. All right, Davante Adams is an elite wide receiver. He's a game changer. But we said this about Terry McLaurin and the offense that he was in, that A, he's not a force-feed wide receiver, and B, this doesn't appear to be a force-feed wide receiver coach or scheme. And so all of that would be in the conversation as well. For me, right now, at 3-1, I would say no. I don't think that you're Davante Adams away from getting to the Super Bowl or winning the Super Bowl. And then if you're not going to get to the Super Bowl, you know, then what's the point? Because now we've got massive cap hits and we've got a wide receiver potentially on the wrong side of his best years, turning 32 years old in December. If you get to the point, and the conversation could change in 2 weeks, about going out and adding things and becoming more in win mode now. If the conversation changes to that, it's already changed for, I think, I would hope for many of you, from building block, rebuilding season, to we got a chance to win a division and maybe win a playoff game, which would be awesome. You know, limiting factor is the defense, but this has a chance to be a season in which, you know, you win double-digit games, you win a division, you get a home playoff game, and you got a shot. We had that conversation yesterday. That's my view. But that conversation could be upped in 2 weeks. You beat Cleveland, you beat Baltimore, you beat Cleveland and you lose to Baltimore in a very competitive game. And you look around 2 weeks later and the Cowboys have lost back-to-back games to the Steelers on the road and then the Lions at home, and they're 2-4. And Philadelphia, you know, after their bye week and the ugliness of what happened, comes back and doesn't look any better off their bye week. You're now looking at a chance to win the most games you've won in a long time and maybe contend in the NFC when you get to January. But at that point, if that's true, I'd be looking to upgrade defensively at corner, pass rusher, etc. If those opportunities and players existed when we got to mid-October, you know, you got time to figure that out. You got time to change your mind. These seasons are dynamic. These NFL seasons, we talk all the time about it being week to week. They are incredibly dynamic. Most of you have gone from, let me back it up a little bit. Some of you have gone from don't draft a quarterback, trade back, get a lot more picks and build up the defense and build up the O-line and build up the team, and then next year or the year after, go get the quarterback. And you've gone, some of you have gone from that to, we got a chance with the best quarterback in the NFC to win the division and win a playoff game in his rookie year. So in 2 weeks, things change. They're dynamic. In 2 weeks, we could be thinking, They may be one of the two or three best teams in the NFC. They've got a chance to have a great record, play home playoff games, and get to a conference championship game or a Super Bowl. Let's now think about it in terms of a player to add or two at the trade deadline that can help us get to that point. And again, for me, I'd be looking at players on defense. I'd be looking at some sort of game changer on defense. Will that materialize? Will that person be available? Who knows? Hassan Reddick is out there. There are lots of, you know, potential teams that will end up being in trade mode when we get to November 5th, which is the trade deadline, which also happens to be Election Day. And we can figure it out then, or maybe a week or two prior to that. All right, 301-230-0980. 301-230-0980. I say no on Davante Adams for the reasons I just spelled out. You know, some of you have, in the last 24 hours with Adams being available, pushed the idea that see how screwed we would have been had we traded for Brandon Ayuk, something you wanted desperately. Please don't get to the show tomorrow and say that you want to trade for Davante Adams. Remember, when it came to Brandon Ayuk, it was all about Adam Peters. Of course Brandon Ayuk would be the best receiver that we would have on our team. Certainly in the conversation, Terry's a good receiver. We've talked about this. And Ayuk had this dust up at practice last week with Kyle Shanahan over what he was wearing at practice, etc. And perhaps that's why Adam Peters didn't make the move. But keep in mind, Washington was interested early on in Brandon Ayuk. They were. The cost was too high. They did not want to pay what San Francisco was looking for. And ultimately, what we predicted all along, he would stay in San Francisco, happened. This is different. The head coach of the Las Vegas Raiders liked a tweet about Davante Adams having played his last snap with the Raiders. Honestly, one of the dumbest things. A really smart guy and a good guy, by all accounts, Antonio Pierce could have done. So out there for a coach to like a tweet about a player playing his last snap. The maturity involved is beyond me for a guy that apparently is incredibly mature and wise behind his beyond his years. But beyond that, it certainly doesn't give them more leverage in trade conversations. So it's stupid from that front as well. It certainly seems like the Raiders are going to trade him. My prediction, by the way, when we come back as to what happens with Davante Adams. Brandon Ayuk, all along, I thought would not be traded. Brandon Ayuk, all along, was a player I would have absolutely considered trading for to give my quarterback, my rookie quarterback, another weapon. But it always was about what do they know? And we had a guy as our general manager in the building that knew him. So if he didn't want him, he didn't think he was worth the price, then that's fine. And I don't think, well, I'll wait. I'll give you my prediction when we come back. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Would you or wouldn't you, if you're Washington, pull the trigger on Davante Adams? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, the team980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. My prediction on Davante Adams is that he does get traded. This is not the Ayuk situation from over the summer. Brandon Ayuk was a major cog in a team that has been so close and needs to win it all this year. That's why it never made sense that the 49ers would part with, you know, their best wide receiver. Davante Adams plays for the Raiders. Yes, they're 2-2, and by the way, they own a win over the Baltimore Ravens. Ravens on the road. But things have soured there badly, and the Raiders are not a Super Bowl contender. Nobody believes that. I think he will get traded, and I would say that the Jets and the Cowboys and maybe a team like the Steelers are at the top of the list. I also would not discount a team like Philadelphia if the injuries to Devontae Smith and A.J. Brown look more long-term, because the Eagles have always kind of pulled off moves like this. But I would say, in order, Jets, Cowboys, Steelers. You got to have the cap space, and you got to be in win-now mode. My thoughts as it relates to Washington, if you missed the opening segment, I wouldn't do it, because I feel that a receiver entering this year and age of 32 years old, where you start to potentially get the best years behind him next year and beyond, $44 million roughly in salary cap hits the next 2 years on his contract. To me, it just feels like this is for teams in win-it-all mode right now. There is no debate about the player. Don't come with me with Devontae Adams is just okay. Or Devontae Adams, you know, we've got Terry. Imagine Adams with Terry on the field, you know, with the backs that they have, with, you know, a Noah Brown on the field, with the tight ends. Do you know how much better and how much more difficult they would be to deal with Devontae Adams on the field? But to me, it's more about right now a team that's in, you know, win-it-all mode. Washington could be in that mode 2 weeks from now. You beat Cleveland and you beat Baltimore on the road to get to 5-1. At that point, you look like one of the two or three best teams in football. You would. You would look like a legitimate NFC championship contending team. But if that's the case, I'd be thinking about defensive players. I'd be thinking about Hassan Reddick. I'd be thinking about, you know, Ojulari or somebody that can really get after the quarterback. I'd be thinking about a corner. You know, and we don't know by the time we get to the trade deadline who those players are, because again, you can't win the Super Bowl with a bad, bad defense and a rookie quarterback, even though this rookie quarterback appears to be an outlier, like, you know, totally different than the rookie quarterbacks that got to championship games and, you know, lost, but they got there because of defense primarily. In Brock Purdy's case, it wasn't just defense primarily. Clearly, they had an awesome running game as well. All right, so, yeah, my prediction, he does get traded in order, Jets, Cowboys. Tell you what, man, Pickens and him together on the same field, CeeDee Lamb. See, here's the thing about Dallas. I was thinking about Dallas on the ride-in earlier this morning, and they can't run the football. I mean, they literally cannot run the football. The biggest mistake of the offseason was Derrick Henry preferring to play in Dallas, the Cowboys not having a running back, and because they totally botched these contract renegotiations in terms of the timing with CeeDee Lamb and with Dak Prescott, they didn't pull the trigger on something that in the moment, because those deals hadn't been done, on a running back that would have been a massive difference maker for that team right now. Massive. But so the Cowboys can only move the football one way. And right now, CeeDee Lamb's about it. They need something else. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Chris is in for Denton. Chris, would you do it, yes or no, and why or why not?
No, we're just not at the place where we need a player like that right now. I think you're dead on with that stuff. You know, maybe if this is a year or two down the road and we're looking at maybe being a contender and that's the piece we need, but right now, no.
Let me just say that if this season had started off with Jaden Daniels playing at a very high level, the defense having been much improved. But the thing, one of the things we were concerned about was, before the season started, do they have enough at skill position spots for this young quarterback? You know, if he was elevating everybody, which he is doing, and the defense was great, but the offense wasn't as good as it's been. I mean, they're the number one offense in the NFL right now, right? Or number two, I guess, behind Baltimore. But they are, you know, right now so elite offensively. The opponents may have something to do with it. We'll see what happens in the next few weeks against good defensive football teams. But if it were kind of reversed, but Jaden was really good, but you could tell they need another weapon, I'd be more inclined to do that, but only if the defense was really good and there was like this opportunity to really go on a run. I mean, because he would definitely help. But I don't think that that's where they need the help right now. I mean, it's not that he wouldn't help, but win mode, you know, win now mode teams for Davante Adams with him going to 32 years old in December. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Let's start with Junkyard Dog. Junkyard Dog, yes or no, would you? And by the way, people have tweeted, well, what's the compensation? The compensation looks like the Raiders want maybe a second plus. You know, kind of like the Ayuk conversation. You know, an Ayuk much younger of a player, but you had to pay him. This guy has 2 years left on his contract after this year, but he's 32. But it looks like the Raiders would want, you know, a second rounder and maybe another pick for Adams. Junkyard Dog, yes or no on Adams?
I would say no, not at this time, and simply because I don't think he would be happy here. I think the two quarterbacks he'd be most happy with would be Aaron Rodgers and with Derek Carr. Having said that, and this offense seems to be more predicated on right now, not really, you know, dictating to one guy. And I think it would be better if we just wait and go out and get our own wide receiver in the draft. You know, if something comes loose, some wide receiver who might be buried behind somebody, somebody like Hyatt with the Giants who
right.
doesn't seem
well,
to,
Noah Brown kind of fit that description after they signed Diggs.
Yeah, but Hyatt has some speed, he does.
Yep. Fair
and
enough.
He can go
Brown's
get
got
him.
Some. Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you. By the way, the Saints and Derek Carr, the Saints just don't have anywhere near enough salary cap space. They're like one of the worst situations in the league salary cap space right now. So that's not an option for.
You'd be surprised, Kevin. You know, you can circumvent the salary cap. If
there's a lot of things that can
work.
Happen, yes, but they're so far down near the bottom. They literally, I think I looked this up because they were one of the teams that I was thinking about too. So were the Ravens to a certain extent, but the Saints are like the second worst salary cap situation in the league. They got like $2 million available. He's right now, if you trade for him, he's 13 against this year's cap. You know, thanks, Junkyard. Appreciate it, as always. Let's go to Kenny in Charlotte. Kenny, yes or no for Washington getting involved in the trade sweepstakes for Davante Adams?
For a multiplicity of reasons, I would say an emphatic no. One, let's just talk about Davante himself. In Green Bay, to me, he never faced enough adversity to really check his character and see where he is. But since he's been with the Raiders, I just really don't like how he deals with adversity. And we don't really need that vibe in our locker room, number one, regardless of how good he is, taking into consideration that Jaden is making people better around us. But for those general manager geeks and things out there, I would say with all of the fact that our draft picks are not yet proven, and overall, I'm not impressed with this draft class right now. other than Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, I was gonna
specifically.
Say.
Yeah. And then
that kind of makes the draft class, doesn't it, at this point?
I mean, but listen, you still have a bunch of people on 1 year contracts. So, you know, I would rather, it would be nice to win a Super Bowl this year or next year, but then what about 2, 3, 4 years down the road with all of these upcoming contracts or draft picks and everything that's still unproven? I would rather stay patient and win long term. I'm talking about perennial playoff Super Bowl contenders 2, 3 years down the road for the next 7 years.
You can do both.
Than to win now.
You can
do both now?
Yeah, you can do both now. It's the NFL. They're 3-1. They've got the best offense in the NFL. They can definitely say, this looks like right now, to me, Kenny, this looks like right now year one of a sustained run of being a playoff team. Doesn't it
right.
to you?
I mean, this is in conjunction with me agreeing with you about the defense.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that they're in win the Super Bowl mode now. That's why I wouldn't do it for a 32-year-old. And you know, to some of your early points, which I think are good ones, although I don't know this for sure, but I have gotten a sense, like a lot of fans have, that Devontae Adams on a, you know, an average to bad team is not necessarily the guy you want, you know, in your locker room. But I don't know that for sure. And I don't want anything to be disruptive to what they're doing offensively right now. But if you were in 2 weeks in win mode now and you needed a receiver, then I would have considered it. But this is different for me than the Ayuk conversation. Ayuk's 26 years old. You would have signed him to a long-term deal, and he would have grown with your quarterback, you know, as you can, you know, as you got into contention in 25, 26, 27, 28, etc. This is a guy that'll be on the backside of his career, we think, very shortly. To me, this is a Jets move. This is a Cowboys move. You know, this is a Steelers move. For now, what if we're 5-1 in 2 weeks? Then I'd go defense.
Listen.
Yeah.
Listen, I love defense. I love defense. So to me, regardless at the trade deadline, let's try to get Hassan Reddick and let's go.
All right. Thanks, Kenny. Appreciate it. Let's go. Appreciate the call. 301-230-0980. By the way, I've put up our Window Nation Twitter poll of the day. Go to @KevinSheehanDC. It's essentially a yes or no on Devontae Adams. Let's go to Dean in D.C. on line 6. Dean, go ahead. Yes or no on Devontae Adams?
Hey, Kevin, this is Aveen.
Aveen. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Aveen.
Yeah. I'm a yes on this. Do I think we're in win mode now this year? No. But do I think we're going to be in win mode now this upcoming offseason where we're looking to maximize everything we possibly can around our young star quarterback? Yeah. And I just think he also provides such a safeguard to the offense this year in Jaden's development. Like, we don't know what's going to happen if Terry goes down with an injury. Adams provides a safeguard against that. We have some veteran players who really rely on. Zach Ertz and Austin Eckler. Ertz is relied upon to get open, move the chains. What happens if he gets hurt? Adams provides a safeguard against that. And he's just going to open the offense so much more. And just, like, for kind of selfish reasons, like I really want this season to be like a special one. I don't want it to be derailed by, you know, injuries to these players. I think Adams provides insurance against that.
Yeah, the only thing I would say is right now, because you are a very good rush offense football team, they're third in the league. I think they're second or first in the league in yards per carry. This is not reliant right now on a dominant wide receiver, a game-changing wide receiver. I'm not saying that you wouldn't want one if one was available. I just think that right now, the way that they get into that special kind of season is to either see a massive turnaround defensively with what they have, and I'm not discounting, you know, them getting better. It's a lot of new players, new scheme, etc. Or you add a big time, you know, player that ends up being a huge impact at the trade deadline or before it defensively. That would be to get that, to, if there's a sense here over the next couple of weeks that this season has a chance to be a lot more than even we're thinking right now, I would just be looking at it from a defensive standpoint first. But thank you for the call, Aveen, as always. Let's go to Dontell. Dontell's calling from Frederick. Yes or no on Davante Adams? Would you want to trade for him if you're Washington?
Oh, to me, it's a no-brainer. Thanks for taking my call, Kevin. But, yes, go get him immediately. And the reason why I'm saying this is because, first of all, I want to go to the Brandon Ayuk thing that you said that he would be our best receiver if he came to the team. And I don't think Brandon Ayuk would be the best receiver because Terry is a very good player. And the reason why I'm saying this is because Brandon Ayuk has had much on the other side of him.
Understood.
As in Deebo Samuels. And Terry has never had that. So we don't know what Terry Stilling could be or how good Terry could be with another man as good as that on the other side of him. Number two is, you think we're rushing the ball now. If they got to worry about Davante Adams and Terry, our rush game is just going to improve even more. So I'm not worried about money right now or the assets because we have it. So we need to go get it immediately right now. I'm kind of ticked off that we didn't get, like you said, defensively, we didn't get Stephon Gilmore for whatever reason when he was sitting out there. So this team, what I need him to do is just to go make moves because I think we can win right now.
Thanks for the call. Look, if you are in belief that they can go win the whole thing right now, or they can get there, you know, they can be the NFC Championship participant in the Super Bowl against, you know, the Chiefs or the Ravens, then you're looking to, you know, given their salary cap position, which is very favorable. And by the way, remember, they added a third rounder for Jahan Dotson from Philadelphia that they have. And that third rounder is going to be much higher potentially than their own third rounder. I don't want to get ahead of myself on that. It's very possible that Washington's third rounder will be higher than Philly's when all is said and done. That's getting a little carried away at this point, but it's possible. Didn't think that before the season started. But again, you know, yes, Gilmore in Minnesota, a veteran receiver, you know, at this point, though, 34 years old and expensive, and that's why they didn't go get him, you know, is that for as much as they were never throwing in the towel on this year, it's not the nature of these people. You know, they all think that they, if a couple of things break right, they can win more games than they lose and make the postseason. But I don't think anybody out there saw coming what we've seen the last 2 weeks in particular on offense. And it may change the short-term thinking for Adam Peters and his group. But Davante Adams helps any team he arrives on. There's no doubt about it. But to me, until they're in definitely can win it all this year mode, 32 years old, big salary cap hits the next few years. You got a young quarterback and an offense that's absolutely on fire right now. They got no issues with what they have. I'm passing. 301-230-0980. All right, I see everybody there. Cliff, LP, Ian, Samaj, Jay, Lou, Greg. Stay on hold. We'll rip through these calls when we come back. Give me a yes or a no on Davante Adams with a quick reason why or why not. We're pretty much split on the calls at this point. We're not split in our Twitter poll. I'll update that when we come back. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. We're free and live on the Odyssey app. Called in and mentioned that the Philadelphia third round pick that they traded for Jahan Dotson is actually the third round pick that they had acquired from Miami. I am pretty sure that is correct, so I appreciate you calling in with that. Although I texted somebody once you called in, and there may be an issue with respect to it's the lesser of or the, you know, the greater of, depending on where that third ends up. So we'll see. You might be right, though. But I texted somebody that would have known and said, yeah, there's a contingency on that, you know, based on where it ends up. So we'll see. All right, back to the phone lines. Yes or no on Davante Adams. 301-230-0980. Joe Theismann will be joining us in in 10 minutes. We'll ask him. Let's go to Ian. Ian, go ahead.
I would say no, given his age and given, like you said, the structure of the offense and the need on the defense. Where I disagree with some callers is I think his character has been very solid, and I actually question more the Raiders' maneuvers and Antonio Pierce than I do Devontae Adams. He was a model citizen in Green Bay with a pretty discontent or malcontent type personality in Aaron Rodgers. I don't compare him to Ayuk in that he's proven it over time. Devontae Adams is a first ballot Hall of Famer right now. Ayuk had one elite season. So I think Devontae Adams is a safer bet, but for a shorter duration than Ayuk would be. I think if I could say a comp would be, I like the way the Texans have gone about it. They won the division, had won a playoff game, and then spent year two acquiring a lot of weapons on offense and defense and trying to maximize the rookie quarterback salary window. And I think that's a really good goal and model for Washington to follow.
Yeah.
Is looking at them and kind of going at it that way.
All right. By the way, Ayuk had a pretty good 2022 as well. It wasn't like this massive breakout year. I think people started to notice how good he was in 2022. But that's why I said on Adams, I'm actually not really sure what he is as a person. I think there's been some conclusions drawn based on what's going on there. Remember, he went there with the expectation that he was going to be reuniting for a while with his college quarterback, Derek Carr. Let's go to Derek. Derek's been on hold. Derek, thanks.
Good morning, Kevin. Love the show as always.
Thanks, Derek.
I actually agree with a lot of the points that Ian brought up. I would love to have him for the talent, but I think with new management and new coaches and what we're actually starting to build here, I just don't think we need to go in that direction. I think we're solid with what we have. And I'm always a little leery about an individual player that jumps from team to team. Although he was a model citizen at Green Bay, I'm just cautious with that. I like what we have going here. And when you speak to Joe Theismann in your next segment, please ask him what's his thoughts on how poised Daniel seems to be in the pocket and how quickly he's able to learn from his – to me, early mistakes when he was leaving the pocket, he wasn't looking downfield, and now he's doing that among the best QBs out there. Appreciate it.
Yeah, no, good question. Appreciate that, Derek. Thanks for the call, as always. Let's go to Cliff in D.C. Yes or no on Devontae Adams?
Good morning, Kevin.
What's up, Cliff?
For the NFC East, but right now, since we're building something, I want to stay with the U format, because while every other team is getting old, the Commanders are getting young, and our players will be much faster and younger than all the other teams' players. And instead of us being in salary cap hell for all these high contracts, I just build young, get all college players, and I sit back and listen.
All right. Thanks, Cliff. Appreciate it. I mean, they had a lot of draft choices. Hopefully, a lot of them develop and they can get younger as a team moving forward. Let's go to LP3 in Upper Marlboro. LP3. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
What's up, Kevin? Quick answer, yes, we should go for him. But, I mean, to be honest, the best place for him is KC. But for us, I mean, for the next two-plus years, we have our offense straight. We can get our defense. To have our offense straight on JD's rookie deal would be great. And let's not forget that, you know, San Francisco went out there and got McCaffrey on Purdy's first deal. So
yeah,
I believe that's the right way to go.
Yeah, thanks for the call. You know, the Chiefs, I just don't think there's any possibility of the Raiders trading Devontae Adams within the division to the Chiefs. And the Chiefs are another team that don't have a ton of salary cap space right now. They do have a need for a receiver, however, that's for sure. Let's go to Samaj. Samaj, yes or no on Devontae Adams?
Hey, Coach. Hey, Kevin. Good morning to you both. No for me, Coach. Definitely no. And in fact, going according to the scenario that you played out, if we get to the trade deadline, give me, if I got to deal, if I'm Peters and I got to do business with the Raiders, give me Max Crosby.
Well, yeah, okay, but Max Crosby is not going to be on the trade block.
I know, but I'm just saying hypothetically. I'm just saying if we were to do business with them.
Give me Max Crosby, too. Well, you know, if we were 0-5, give me 0-4, give me Max Crosby. Sure.
No doubt. Because I look at it like this, Kevin. I think in four games, Peters to I'm having a blank now with the OC.
Who, Cliff Kingsbury?
From Peters to Kingsbury to Jaden, they have shown that we can trust them. And I say Peters because I was not in favor of getting rid of Gibson and bringing in the running back from San Diego, and he's looked great. So I trust Peters. I trust Kingsbury. I trust Jaden to handle the offense with what we have and develop what we have. And I look forward to the coach developing the defense and getting some more guys in the draft. Thanks for taking my call, buddy. Take care.
Yeah, thanks. Appreciate it. By the way, so far, Antonio Gibson's played pretty well with the Patriots. It's not a good football team, but he had nearly a 100-yard game at almost like – here, I'm going to pull it up right now. It was almost like 10 yards a carry in week two. Antonio Gibson, week two against Seattle, 11 carries, 96 yards, 8.7 yards per carry. In the loss to the Jets on Thursday Night Football, I mean, he didn't do much. This past week, he had three catches for 67 yards, including a 50-yarder. I always liked Gibson. I like Eckler more, to be honest with you. Lou, finish it up for us. Yes or no on Davante Adams? Lou, you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
I got you, Lou.
Kevin, can you hear me?
I got you, Lou. Go.
Okay, I'm saying no. I'm just like everybody else. I think the issue is on the defensive side of the ball. I think they need to address that. I think if they could add a cornerback and either a defensive end or something, man, we need a pressure on that side. And the offensive side, I think they look good to me. I don't see any issue. I don't see no wide receiver issue. So Terry's the number one and all these other guys that we have, and McCaffrey coming along. So we don't need him pretty much. I just want them to address that defensive side of the ball, and we'd be all right. Appreciate you taking my call.
Yeah. I mean, anybody could use him. Let's not short sell how great Davante Adams is. Any team would be better with him. It's just a matter of the timing. And at 30, with him about to turn 32 years old, my personal view is you got to be a team and win it all, win it all mode right now. And as of this week, Washington isn't. Check back in 2 weeks. Who knows? The poll up at Kevin Sheehan, D.C., 78.4% no, 21.6% yes on Davante Adams. Joe Theismann will join me next. Kevin Sheehan Show, The Team 980 and TheTeam980.com.